This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Gary Ferguson and an amazing journey he took as a nature lover after a tragedy and how he healed. And his book tells the story. It's called The Carry Home, Lessons from the American Wilderness. You had early memories of hopping on boxcars and hitchhiking. That was a way to get free, really, wasn't it?
It was a way to get free, and it happened against a background of my mother, who was very afraid in a lot of ways, and she was concerned that if there was something that could go wrong, it probably would go wrong. And the hitchhiking and the
Hopping on a boxcar, Mom, that'll allay your fears.
Yes. Well, I kept a lot of that to myself as long as I could. But I think I was going out and having those adventures really to prove that the world was a little bit more of a friendly, welcoming place than I was led to believe. And that was the case. And certainly, as you know, when you go into other cultures, which I eventually did and traveled, there's just such a welcoming presence if you make yourself available to those cultures. And that was very important for me to expand, I guess, my sense of how the world worked and how safe of a place it was.
Gary, when you, just from a practical point of view, I have encountered so many people that have spread their loved one's ashes. Other people are thinking of a way to heal and remember and celebrate. What practical? It seems kind of strange, but there's practical concerns. People only do this once, you know, and how do you, there's nobody has a guidebook for this. What do you need to know? How do you prepare? What are the practical steps in doing this?
That's a wonderful question. If you look at ancient rites of passage, you'll see that there is a preparatory phase, which includes some calm reflection on the significance of what you're about to do, but it also can include something as simple as wearing clothes that are specific for this particular event. The place itself where your loved one wanted his or her ashes scattered provides the sacred space component of the action. The biggest thing of all, though, and I've alluded to this a little bit already, is to find a way to be fully present. I would have to say that there's such an inclination when we're in very, very difficult grieving times to just want to be anywhere else at all. But I found that when I got out, especially on those first three scatterings, which, as I said, I did in the first calendar year, I found that when I got out to these locations that Jane had selected, certainly I did drop to my knees and I wept. But there was, in that surrendering to the grief, not a worse feeling, but in fact, a sense of grace, a sense that there was the world still out there. There was beauty, there was community, there was mystery still rolling, and that one day it would be available to me again as well.